It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State's first season in the WCHA was magical. Yeah, they were sent on the road in the first round of the WCHA playoffs, but their playoff opponent in the first round? Nebraska Omaha. Head coach Tom Cerutori rejoins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to another edition of Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State's first WCHA season was a magical one. The team was happy to be headed to Omaha in the first round of the playoffs.
I'd be lying to you to tell you that we weren't, you know, we had to be on the road. We wanted to be on the road in Omaha. We just had a good feeling. We had success against Omaha. We had success in in 2010. I brought, you know, in one of our earlier interviews, you know, we had to win that game. We felt to get an AQ the year before, which I don't know if we did or didn't. It didn't matter, but we sure put that on ourselves right there. But we had success against Omaha. And we had success against Omaha that particular year in our first year in the WCHA in 10-11. So, no, once we drew Omaha, again, I'll say there was some quiet confidence. If you have to go on the road and play somebody, we felt, again, Omaha was a good place to go and play. We played really a good game and a good series. We really did. And, you know, we got timely goaltending. We had timely goaltending. We played well. And we matched up well against Omaha. We just matched up well against them. And sometimes that happens. I mean, some teams you match up well against and some teams you don't. And we matched up well against Omaha.
After sweeping Omaha in the first round series, Bemidji State made it to their first and only WCHA Final Five. Their first round opponent was Minnesota Duluth. And at the X, there were 18,000 North Dakota fans cheering on the Beavs.
That was cool. No, that was fun. You know, it was fun for our guys to experience the WCHA Final Five in the old WCHA and to go down there and be part of that. You know, that whole celebration in St. Paul and winning that game was big. And again, UMD ends up winning the national championship that year. We get him in overtime. Shea Walters. It was actually kind of a call that, again, a questionable call, but, you know, whatever. We get the power play and we converted, and our power play was kind of leaking oil too at that particular time. I remember that. And Shea's first goal of the year. It was Shea's first goal of the year. And so it was great to see that, and I was really happy for Shea.
The quote-unquote old WCHA Final Five was magical. The atmosphere even better than that of the Frozen Four. Beaver head coach Tom Cerutori says it was something you couldn't really prepare the team for.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of things you got to remember that group of guys. That group of guys won a lot of hockey games. Again, they went to a Frozen Four. They got an at-large bid in the NCAA tournament. They play in a lot of big games, those kids. And I think once you start playing in those types of games, it just, you know what, you become more comfortable in those particular games. And the more success you have in those games, you know, it breeds more success. And those guys played in a lot of big games.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.